Moncrief on News Talk.
In the meantime, in 1975, just after Ireland joined the European Union, the bloc opened diplomatic relations with China. The world is a very different place to what it was 50 years ago. We're joined now by the Chinese ambassador to Ireland, Zhao Xion. Ambassador, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Have you been our ambassador for very long, or when did you get here?
Well, I arrived in Dublin last November, at November 18. Today is also 18, so I've here totally 9 months.
9 months. And had you been in other diplomatic postings before that?
Yeah, previously I'm in Africa, South Africa, Kenya, and also in Middle East, Qatar. And 20 years ago, I was in New York working with the United Nations.
Okay, so you've been all over the world.
Yes.
Ireland must have been. Was Ireland much of a culture shock to you?
Yes, okay.
Okay, you're being diplomatic, but I suppose that's your job. That would happen. Though, the way we kind of use English is maybe different to other countries would use English. Is it a bit vaguer?
But it's okay because, you know, when I was here, I get to know that Ireland is the only English-speaking country in the EU. Yeah, for most of the people, they think the Europeans, they speak English. But this is actually the officially English-speaking country and the only one in the EU.
Yeah.
It's pronunciation is a little bit different, but it's roughly saying it is okay.
Yeah, probably took some getting used to. So 50 years of diplomatic relations between China and the EU. I suppose, looking on the TV screens that are there today, as you know, President Zelensky and various European leaders are over to talk to President Trump. Like, from a Chinese point of view, what would you hope to come out of something like that?
Yeah, I know lots of people are interested in Ukraine crisis. You know, Chinese stance on that is that we hope all the parties could be sit on the negotiation table to find a peaceful settlement for that. So one of Chinese President Mr. Xi Jinping, he proposed that all the efforts which could be leading to a lasting peaceful settlement, we will support. So we hope all the parties concerned, involved in the conflict, especially the European countries, because the crisis is happening in Europe. So we hope all the involved or concerned parties, lots of the European countries, could be take part in the process. So not, I think a few days ago, we all know that the Russian president and also the Mr. Trump, they met in Alaska. And that is also the, we see it as a part of the peace negotiating process. So for this, all of the lots of the European leaders, they went to the U.S. We hope they could find some solution to a lasting peace settlement, and also all the reasonable concerned for all parties should be addressed on the process.
Yeah, because it seemed to me almost immediately after President Trump had met with President Putin, he was on Truth Social saying that Vladimir Zelensky should, you know, sit down and make a deal and give concessions. And obviously he's pressuring that side. Has China, because obviously China's closer ties with Russia, has China been pressuring Russia to make concessions? And if so, what kind of concessions?
Yeah, I know lots of people are interested in that China's stance on which side we are taking. Actually, we have we do not choose a side. We are the biggest trading partner with Ukraine. I think lots of people didn't know.
You sent a lot of drones to Ukraine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not for the dual used motivation. Yeah. We have very strict regulation on the dual used materials selling for exportation. And we are also...
Now, actually, I should point out, you do also sell drones to Russia and semiconductors to Russia. And President Zelensky has alleged that China is supplying military-used drones to Russia.
On the drones, we have a very strict regulations.
Mm.
If you're interested, you can check online. And we actually are the biggest trading partner, and also we are developing our relations with Russia because Russia is our big neighbor.
Sure.
We have shared a 4,000, over 4,000 kilometers boundary for Chinese people and Russian people. We are developing a normal country-to-country relations, like we are developing a friendship with Ireland.
Sure.
So we are the friends of both the countries. So what we are doing every day is to promote the talks of peace, and I hope all the parties could be sit on the negotiation table to find a solution. That is what we are doing. We don't want to do anything harm to any party.
Yeah. So, but China wouldn't have a view as to whether Russia should hang on to Crimea or whether Ukraine should be allowed to join NATO.
Okay. See, I just mentioned that President Xi Jinping has proposed a policy of four should be's. I just mentioned one of it is Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity should be respected.
Mm-hmm.
And also the parties concerned, involved in this conflict, the reasonable security concerns should be addressed too. And also the United Nations purposes and principles should be respected. And the last one I just mentioned, all the efforts which could be leading to a peaceful settlement should be supported. So you see, we have a very strict, very reasonable stance on that. So to answer your question just now, so we respect Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. We hope the conflict could be resolved, and also in this region, they can have a lasting peace.
Mm, because you see why I'm asking this question, because we are talking about relations between the EU and China, and that might have a direct bearing on that in the sense of it could profoundly affect the European Union if this war isn't somehow brought to a peaceful solution.
Yeah, but for the negotiation, to find a solution, it's up to every party's political willingness. They have to make some decision, because for the negotiation, that is a process of what you want and what you can give up. So that is diplomatic. That is the real formation of the negotiation. Every party concerned in this process should have their political willingness. Otherwise, I don't think the lasting peace could be exist.
Yeah. And you did mention in a piece you wrote, and you did mention as well, actually, when you were previously speaking to Pat Kenny, that the whole tariff situation with the United States, and that perhaps Ireland should take advantage of that by increasing its trade with China. The old rules, the old rules-based system everybody refers to, is that under threat now, do you think? Given the actions of the American president?
Well, I think last time I have illustrated our stance already, and lots of our listeners, they could check it online, what is the stance of China on the tariffs. But now you see several days ago, or maybe last week, I didn't remember the exact date.
Okay.
Yeah. And we have China and the U.S. agreed to have another extension of 90 days for the tariffs imposing. So you see, after the first round of the talks in Geneva, we have formed a mechanism to resolve our differences. So it is okay for us now. every time we have some different understanding of the tariffs, we could use that frame, mechanism, to talk about with each other. So this is, I think, in Stockholm, another extension is due to we use the mechanism. Mm. So I think our listeners and you can see in the future that we still have some talks ahead.
Yeah.
And also we can use the mechanism to resolve our differences. That will be bring some certainty to the world.
Yeah, but in the sense that, you know, say that the EU and China will have, there are difficulties over electric cars, there are difficulties over dairy products going the other way, that kind of stuff. But it seems as if when one is dealing with the United States, they keep changing their mind all the time. Mm. I imagine that's quite challenging, to put it in diplomatic language.
Well, lots of people, they are concerned, and also even they are afraid of the relationship between China and U.S. will affect the China-EU relations and also China-Ireland relations.
Yeah.
Let me put it in this way. China's relations with the U.S., it's not like a marriage. It's like a way of making friends. That means when you are making friends, you can have lots of different friends from different countries, different belief, different culture. But if you describe it as a marriage, that means you can only have one wife or one husband. So we don't think, for China, we don't think that Sino-US relations is an obstacle for the China-EU or China-Ireland relationship.
Oh, sure. But if a satisfying deal isn't hammered out between China and the US, I imagine it will affect relations between China and the EU, possibly with more trade between those two blocks.
Yes. Our policy is that we never developing our relations with other countries targeting the others. So we are developing our relations with the U.S., but not targeting EU. And also, we are developing the friendship with Ireland or European countries. We're not targeting the U.S. We hope the U.S. could do the same thing.
Yeah. But so far not. And first,
but we are making all our efforts. And don't worry, I think lots of the our listeners or in Ireland, they are afraid. They're over afraid of that. If we don't have getting along with each other, will affect the economy. But we have actually in the last 50 years with the European countries, last 46 years with Ireland, we have found a way to make our economy bigger and also make our people closer and also find a way to live each other with making more friends in the world, including the United States.
In what ways would you like to see improvements in relations between China and the EU? What are the areas to work on still?
Yes, you know, in the last 50 years, we have achieved a lot. Yeah, our trade volume has exceeding to, I think, about $800 billion. From 1975, you just mentioned, when we established the relationship, the volume, trade volume is 2 billion. So I see 400 times. And not very long ago, I talked this to my Irish friend. Actually, at this stage, we have made a lot of achievements in the trade relations. We have more expectations for the European countries, for Irish people. We hope we can move forward. Despite the good trade relations, do we have a chance to establish more political confidence in each other? We hope our cultural and people-to-people contact can have more fruitful achievements, and also in some big areas, like the high-tech technology areas, we could make a positive, very positive attitude to each other. See, in the last 46 years, we have very good relations with Ireland. But in, I think it's in 2023, the trade volume dropped a lot because of the semiconductors.
Yes.
Yeah, you are restricted to export to China. So actually, even in Netherlands, they, it's called the lithography machine, EUV. That one, if they sell one lithography machine to China, you will have $100 million benefit. That is equal to the 200,000 tons of pork export to China.
Mm.
So because of the so-called security reasons or even pressure from the outside, it seems like we sometimes we encountered the obstacles on this regard. We didn't have enough confidence in each other. If we can make improvement on this regard, I think our not only our trade volume, but also our a friendship could be moved forward, could be making some big achievements in the future.
Mm. And in the interest of improving that confidence, some people, many human rights bodies allege that some of the products we import from China are made through slave labor, specifically through Uyghurs who are were forcefully transplanted to places to work against their will.
This is an old question, because when I was working, studying in the middle school, lots of foreigners are asking China this kind of questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. 2 months ago, I met a diplomatic affairs speaker of your Sinn Féin party. That gentleman asked me the same question. I said to him, do you know how many Uyghurs people in China? He said, oh, I think it's 3 million. I said, yes, you are correct. That number exists in 1952. Now it's 12 million. So that is the number is after the lots of criticize on China. He said after the killing of the Uyghur people, after the torture of the Uyghur people, the number from 3 million go up to 12 million. So that is not a factor. They didn't know. And for the products, do you have any evidence on the products if it is made from the way you are just suggested?
Yeah, well, no, as I said, many human rights bodies, excuse me, and journalistic organizations are alleging this has happened. Where are these reports coming from? Are you suggesting people are just making them up?
It's a way of content China. They use the lots of things. Like this is one of them, Uyghur, Xinjiang, and also Tibet, Xizang,
yeah,
Taiwan. This kind of things to content China. Because in the past, in the 40 years ago, China's very, very weak, very poor. They are accustomed to that. They want a weak China. They want, and even sometimes when you are weak
enough. Ambassador, who's they? Who's they that wants a weak China?
Some countries from the West.
Okay.
Yeah.
What countries?
You know the big one.
Okay, that big one. Okay. Okay, I'm guessing you're saying the U.S. Yeah, yeah. Wants a weak China.
Yes.
Yeah.
They are. They don't want a big or prosperous, a strong China. They want to contain China. They want to be the first. Every time they said we want to put in something first. For China, we never said we are promoting China as the first country. We're the major country of the world. But we are going to develop friendly relations with European countries, with Ireland, even China, even Ireland is a small island, but it doesn't deter us to develop a good relations with you, with the European countries, even with the United States.
Yeah.
I think, I hope they could think the way as we were.
Yeah. Ambassador, thanks very much for coming into us today. That was the Chinese ambassador to Ireland, Zhao Xiyun.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.